So let's use those terms of old soul and beloved pets as we go into a meditation. So I invite you to close your eyes and relax your body. Relax your face, relax your shoulders, your arms and hands. Relax your thighs, your knees, your calves, your feet. And feel any tension within your body just dissolve and melt away. And in this moment of relaxation, contemplate how many times you may have been on this planet. And indeed, if you are tuning in and listening to this, you have had several lifetimes on our beautiful planet Earth. And I invite you to think about how many animals you may have had as pets during each and every lifetime that you have shared on this beautiful planet Earth. And that energy of the love affair you have for each animal you've experienced, it is still there in the unified field from which we came from and go back to. And so I invite you to pull forward the energy of each and every single animal that you have had in every lifetime on planet Earth. And for some of you, there are many animals now coming forward to greet you and say, "Hello, we remember the beautiful partnership we shared with you." And so just spend a little time saying hello and welcoming in all of those pets that you have had in all the lifetimes that you have existed. And they have come to be with you for one reason: to support you in your journey on Earth as you go through levels of awareness. That has been their role, to love you unconditionally so that you can receive the message that you are magnificent and that your very existence on the planet matters. And know that this communication that you have now opened with all of your loved animals from the past is an invitation for them to energetically be with you for every breath that you continue to take from this moment forward. They are here in love and support of you. And they are joyful and happy in this renewed partnership that you are now creating. And so from that place of timelessness and love, let us now welcome in the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. I am so aware of all of those souls, those eternal souls, listening, some watching, right now. The four teaching channels that will be presented this month all have a theme, and the theme is timing. Timing is such a huge subject and has so many attributes and levels. We've even spoke of this in the timing of your incarnations before in channels, but there's so much more. Those who are interested perhaps in your own process and how many times you've been on Earth and what makes a difference and how it works, it's all been covered in previous channels, and all of them are available for you on my partner's website. I told him many years ago, make all channels available. These four, slightly different. Some of the information has been presented, But we're putting it all together today. Timing. Are you aware that right now, if you are hearing these words, the timing is perfect? If you're hearing the words and you feel something that says, I'd like to hear some more, that's perfect. That's the energy that is being presented. I want to show you and tell you about the timing, even of you listening to this right now. My voice is not just my voice. It carries with it something else. Invitation. Compassion. Recognition. Love. There's an energy that's being transmitted into the field right now that stays and stays and stays, so that no matter when a human being listens to this channeling, they'll feel it. This is the multidimensional aspect of timing. Sometimes being at the right place at the right time, you'll think, is unique in the universe. There was no other time that this would have occurred. That's not necessarily true. We'll tell you about that as well in this series of four channelings. Next week, we're going to talk about something else that's timing that you might be interested in. And I would love you to know more about it. And that will also be available eventually for everyone. And here is the question we're going to cover next week. And that is this: what's happening on Earth? Why is there a difference? Does history really repeat itself? But right now, today, I want to tell you about the timing of where you are in your world, this linear world you're in, where you have a date and you have a time of day, and you are born in these times, which we are calling the shift. Now, if you're new to this term or any of these things that I'm speaking of, we've taught about it so many times. Study, if you wish to, the precession of the equinox. Study, if you wish to see it in a more summarized form, the calendar of the Mayans. They created what they call creation calendars, each one 5,125 years long, approximately. And that corresponded to this precession of the equinox, which is an earth wobble, which has a 26,000-year cycle. The calendars within that cycle, many cycles, is what the Maya detected from their observatories and watching the stars. But their prediction? In 2012, they would have to take that calendar off the wall. It was the end of that long, long count that they had, and put up a new calendar. Now, they weren't the only ones. Many indigenous predicted the shift, a change of consciousness that is potential, because human beings can do whatever they want to in free choice. But this one was a bit different, because it talked about the potential change of humanity. In other words, a conscious shift of all consciousness on the world. Subtle, but it would result in eventually having a higher consciousness worldwide. You're already on that target. We'll talk a little more about that next week. But the questions about this precession of the equinoxes is about the timing of it and the energy shift at the crux of it. It occurred in 2012, December 21. And there would be those who say, well, that's when it started. Actually, that's not when it started. It started 18 years before that. And it lasts 18 years after that. So what I'm saying is you are right in the middle, and then there's some left over. And this particular 36-year window has energy within it, which is different from any that has ever been on the planet. Look around you. Do you find odd things happening in your news? And the answer is yes. supported by the consciousness of the planet, things are happening. And we've told you more about that. This shift that we have told you many times about is the increase of light on the planet. It's a metaphoric. It doesn't mean illumination. It means a higher consciousness. And in that, the consciousness that has always been here, which has been a darker consciousness, a consciousness of war, that consciousness is starting to diminish. Now you might say, well, wait a minute. Even as you give this channel, war is happening. How could you say that? I will tell you this. What is the response to it? That's what I want you to look at. The darkness of low consciousness is still here on the earth, and it will flail, and it will yell and scream and do anything it can to keep the light from being here. Have you seen any of that? Have you seen something that looks like 1943 to you at this moment in time? And the answer is yes. And you see what I'm saying. Old energy on this planet, whether it's in governments or leadership or individuals, it doesn't matter, is going to kick and scream when it sees light starting to come and change the ratio of light and dark, because all manner of things will occur. Corruption will be seen. Things that are inappropriate will be then seen and dealt with. Things that have always been there will start to change. Biases that have always been there, bigotry always been there, will start to be called out and have to change. Darkness, dark energy, which has always been at the forefront and proud of it and showing, will have to go into hiding. All metaphors, dear ones, to tell you light is winning, and you can see it in the reaction of humanity. There's a 36-year window that has attributes right here in this precession of the equinoxes, ending approximately 2030. And in that 36-year window, you've already made strides. You're making them now. But there is more opportunity before now and the end of this window that allows greater change, inventions, to happen. This is the time for inventions, dear ones. This is the time for cleanup, dear ones. This is the time to establish what you want, not just individuals, but in countries, in planetary-wide, what you want. And it also includes a greater, more profound awareness of your partnership with Gaia, and what you have done with the planet, what you can do for remediation on the planet, and what you can do to sustain that partnership with integrity. That's just one of many things. Your relationship to each other and what you think is appropriate and hasn't been in the past with humanity or society or cultures is also being questioned. The church itself, the big church, is also being questioned. And that is also something that we have spoken of, even back in 2013. These things are starting to move, and you get to see them. They move slowly, dear ones. Don't look at what happened this week or last week and decide that's what humanity does. Take a broader brush to this and take a look at 20 years ago, even 25, and then take a look at today. Take a look at the reactions today of what is going on the planet and the reactions 30 or 40 years ago. You'll find that it's very, very different. This is what we speak. We encourage you to move on the things that right now, intuitively, you're processing. You have projects individually, so many of you, that you've thought of so long that perhaps you will do. Or maybe you've even tried them in the past. And these projects didn't work, perhaps, if you tried them. Now it's time. Timing. That's what we're talking about. Timing. The energy is different today than it was even 2 years ago. The energy may be now correct and ripe with promise for the things you're thinking about, Perhaps the healing center, the book you want to write, or the things that you have wanted to do in your personal life that needed doing. This is the time. There's no better time than this, especially for the old soul listening to this right now, who is aware of what I just said, and it's tweaked their interest because I'm talking right to them. It's time to do some of these things that you know you have that will help others, either one at a time or in groups that will help others. There's never been a better time for you to talk to many through that which you call your social media. And you might say, well, they're not going to be interested in what I have to say. Oh, you might be surprised, wise one. There's interest for everyone. If you found a key that helped you, there will be others that need to help, that need help, that want to know what you've done. All this channel is about the timing of you on earth at this moment. There's so much here, dear ones, so much here for you. I'm crying in love with you all. Light is winning. Watch it. And so it is.